Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wabbit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast. This is Messi, and today it's just going to be me and your homie, Cursor. What's up, Cursor?
What's going on, man?
Chilling. So we're gonna try to bring you the tastiest and juiciest Rocket League news as of date. And I don't know. We're just going to go from here. Hope y'all come along for the ride. But before we continue, we'd like to thank all of our Patreons. Lovely people who are supporting us. We have Zodiac22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Caleb, Raz, Digital Toast, Paint, Rook, Your Boy Hunty, and Young Slug.
Well done.
Appreciate every single one of y'all for supporting us, and hope you stay, please. Please stay. Don't leave me alone.
Right. Don't leave me with this cursor guy. Please don't do it.
This guy's scary.
He took all the snacks away.
he dug into my pantry last night.
Wait, what? Never. Yeah. Why would I? Nah, dude. Well, okay. Maybe for the tamales, I might have had to.
Nah, those are in the fridge.
Shit.
Oh, no.
Also, forewarning, I apologize. If you hear, like, clicking on my teeth, I'm, like, using hella cough drops because throat has been bad. So, but I'm working through it.
Everybody's sick, but yeah. We must. The show must go on.
It has to.
It must. They need to know. So, to start off, we need to talk about the obvious issue that's been going around the community. I hope all of y'all have been keeping up with it, and it's the bots.
Oh god,
they're rampant. They're everywhere.
They're ruining 7 years,
but they're here. They've arrived.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And people found a way to get into ranked. Looks like Psyonix is trying to do. A lot of people are saying the way they handle the situation is poor, but I'm honestly on their side with the way they handle it, staying quiet and not making it so more people were aware.
Right.
That could do it.
Right.
So, I don't know. How do you feel about it?
Well, yeah, I kind of agree with you. Like, kind of staying low key, but responding to the community to some extent is good because really, the only people who are going to see it are the people like ourselves who play it, like, if not daily, weekly, and keep up with the game, and it's competitive sport. Like, we're all going to be privy to it because, you know, we're just that involved with it. But, like, the casual player probably doesn't know and just doesn't care.
Yeah.
To be honest. They could probably just chalk it up to, that guy's a smurf. So, but man, if I'm not mistaken, too, I think we delved a little bit into it in our previous episode with LeZero and Webbs about how, like, whether or not we thought it was affecting us or our games. And you were just straight up like, nah, not at all. The badge, I'm too good at game.
But we also have the whole win trading situation that's been around for so
years,
long at this point.
Years.
But they exploited it to the point that the 2's MMR record was broken. Not in the way everybody wanted it to be, though.
Wasn't it like 3,000?
3,000 MMR in 2's, which is It's just, you can't even feel happy for that because
it
ain't right.
Like, so, I actually put my head in my hands and was like sad. I'm like, dude, really? This is how it's done for the literal first time ever in Rocket League history?
I started crying alpha boost out of my eyes. That's how sad it was. Yeah, I did.
You couldn't. You don't have alpha boost. Oh, wait. Were you one of the people that wasn't found by the wave man?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it. I'm saying, and another news from what you just said, a lot of bubble scene players did get hit by the ban hammer, but were promptly unbanned.
Yeah, a lot of people are using fake alpha boost.
Yeah, so basically the whole way that it was done was people would file a report to Psyonix being like, yo, I lost my alpha boost, can I get one? And then they would give them a trade locked one, and they would sell off those accounts for like $200 to $500. And of course, bubble players in North America, unlike bubble players in EU, actually get paid. So
that's unfortunate, but true.
It's unfortunate, but true. And it was funny because Achilles from Shift himself had posted that the EU bubble players weren't affected by the issue because they don't get paid. And then I think I saw Ty under it was like, this is the opposite of suffering from success.
Yeah, seriously.
Success from suffering.
Seriously.
Which is sad, but good, but also not good. It's too much. Too much information. My brain hurt.
Realistically, they really need to take away the exclusivity of the alpha and just, they're already putting gold items in. Just put alpha items in the shop and don't call them alpha items, all right? Just call it Goldstone. Let's just, you know, then you won't have this crap anymore. Like, the whole community wants to use it. Like, let's just let it happen, right? They already, what was it? They already announced the
Gold Dominus coming out tomorrow.
And they already, didn't they put the titanium white octane in the shop too?
Yeah.
Yeah, like all the taboos are being broken. Just put it in there, man. Just like
honestly, like, even if they put it in there for like $500 into
Nah, that's cap.
Honestly, something that they could do, I saw this tweet and it could be the move. Have like a permanent like part of the item shop that just has it there, but for like a high price.
Mm.
But then again, you're just giving the Epic Overlords more money at that point.
I mean, if they want to sell it for $20, I'll buy it for $20. Because realistically, they've sold black market decals for more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's alpha boost, man. Everybody wants it. It's dope. It looks cool. Sounds great. And yeah, really, at this point, nobody will have any cosmetic item that makes them special anymore. It'll just be your skill and how awesome you are at the game, which has kind of been the selling point for Rocket League for the last 7 years.
It reminds me of I think Gengar from a couple years ago, who had the super zoomed out camera settings but was amazing at ones and had really bad car design.
Yeah, like that was his whole deal, you know what I mean? Like if you want to be recognized, get good forehead or become a content creator, one or the other.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't really feel bad for them. Like, they knew what they were getting themselves into. This is very hush hush. They wasted the money. I don't really have any pity for them. Like, nah. All the traders that screamed when Titanium White Octane went in the shop was like, yeah, whatever.
It's like, you knew it was happening. Just sell it off a little before.
You knew it was a matter of time once they announced the item shop and microtransactions. You knew it was coming, and y'all kept trying to boycott it. Like, no, it's sacred. You can't mess with us making money off your game with cosmetic. Dude, just let it go. I have nothing against the trade community. Items are dope, but come on, man. Come on.
And in trading news.
For real.
Well, this is kind of more niche, and a lot of people won't really care about it, but I do, because it's nice. It's nice to know. Someone in the community named Mr. Prof, not our prof, all right?
Yeah. Thing.
He hit 100,000 burnt Sienna items in his inventory.
No, he hit 999,999.
No, he had a 99,000. And then Devin.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you're right, not a million.
Devin Overlord, Devin Connors, gave him a burnt Sienna crown to complete the 100,000. So,
which is very poggers.
Honestly, little things like that in the midst of all the big dilemmas we have going on in this this esport make everything a lot better.
It's so wholesome.
The little accomplishments, seeing your friend hit diamond, seeing a big time trader with two alpha boosts have 100,000 burnt sienna items.
Mm-hmm.
Like
just fun little things, man. It's the wholesome news, man. Everybody out here like, what does this have to do with esports? It has everything to do with esports. Don't question it.
Going on to esports, we just had our closed qualifiers and open qualifiers happen for the European regional, which will be happening this upcoming weekend.
Mm.
And in that closed qualifier, we saw some familiar faces coming back into the light.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe successfully or not, but they're here. Speed and Yukio.
Long time.
Devo.
Yep.
And then we have a lot of new players coming into the scene that, even someone like me who tries the best to keep up, like I don't even know half of these people sometimes. But they're here, and if they made it this far, they can certainly make regionals. So you'll have to look out for them. But the teams that make it to the regional from this are Tundra, Solary, Vitality, Guild, is Tho, Mike Boy, and Toxic, who were former Solary with Oli. Then you have Sonic, Swillen Dissolved, and Vertigo Esports, who are CB, Foxy, and Temper.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't Toxic a top 100 ones player?
Oh, he's like top 15, top 20. He's good.
Yeah, like, dude.
Really good player.
Ty and I were so big smart when we called it like a year and a half ago. All the ones players are going to change the game. It happened.
Yep.
Now it's the meta.
That is how it be.
And no. But there's a lot of new blood, Ben. A lot of new blood. Like, I don't...
For sure.
Like, to reiterate, I don't really know any of these people. I don't know where they came from. I don't know about their journey. I don't know how they got there, aside from probably a lot of hard work. Hopefully,
no trading.
Hopefully, no trading. Because you would imagine they probably got noticed through six bands, right? I think it's still kind of the way to be seen.
It's like six fans is more of a way to kind of just hone your three skill a little bit more than getting recognized. Twos is like the move, but with all the win trading and everything, twos is kind of dying. So
that's unfortunate.
It's getting recognized is just a lot harder than it was before.
True. I mean, look at the overall average skill level of pros now. Like, you're not the goalkeeper or the passer or the mechy guy. Like, the top players do all of it now. Like, all of it exceedingly well.
Yeah. We saw players that will fall into their niche and mainly do that better than everything else they do, but their overall skill is just nice. It's really, really good.
Like, when you think of it, who's like a good example that stands out to you that can kind of do like all of it, like really, really well?
Honestly, Extra. Extra's the man I look at.
I could get behind that. That's a good call. I mean, he had a pretty rough start coming up too, if I'm not mistaken, and now he's gone from the rough start to, you know, I won a world championship. Get some.
He went from good to really, really poo-poo. To wow, you're the best in the world. That's crazy.
Seriously,
man.
I think for me, I guess it's a little tired for some people, but I'm still a Captain America fan. All right, I still think Garrett G is the GOAT.
NRG.
Like,
they're gonna win worlds this year. Trust me.
Nah. You said that last year.
They're going to do it again.
And then at LAN in person, heck, at the World Championship LAN too, I got to sit there and smile at you as your team just fell by the wayside. And then mine spectacularly choked in the grand finals. But, you know, it's neither here nor there.
Yeah. At least we won one. Anyway.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Washed. Yeah.
Hey, at least we got one.
It's true.
We might have had to get the fourth time to do it, but at least we got one.
Hey, there's a reason he's the four-time. He just brings teams to W's, except for last year. Last year, he didn't really bring anyone to anything except himself, yeah, probably his couch to watch the games.
Yeah. Like but CJ, but...
Yeah. Apparently, though, cryptic tweet he put out this week. I think he's back on, like, the grind. We might see different Torment this season. I don't know. Or not Torment, excuse me. Yeah, Turbo. Holy crap. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully he comes back into his zone again. I really want to see him at the top again. Just because he's Turbo.
Dude, like, imagine if he did the Garrett G thing. He was, like, all reliable. Pass, defense is insane. And then all of a sudden, one season, it's like, wait, he's been training mechs? He's goated! And, like, can do everything now. Like, all of the things. Like, watch him hit, like, a musty, like, a flip reset musty double tap now on, like, Torment. Out of nowhere.
You have to get it past Beast Mode first, though.
Yeah, that's facts, actually. Beast Mode kind of insane.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, probably not.
Nah.
And if and or when they get rid of Calm, because it's pretty clear they don't want to keep Calm. For whatever reason.
Una reversed everybody in NA.
Should we get into it? We kind of talked about it last time. So there's a lot of speculation now, because you look at all the spots he was going to potentially fill, and that makes you wonder, damn, all those teams are really ready to get rid of those players. Like, how is that going to affect them this season? Like,
yeah. But honestly, a big thing that we're looking at as well is, let's talk about that shift top 20, man. That has me kind of feeling some kind of way.
I agreed with some of them just being in there, not necessarily their placements, but yeah, I was not a fan of that list. Does not approve.
My biggest gripe with it is the world's MVP being at number 7.
Like, let's start from the top. Let's humor everybody and just let them hear the list, because I'm willing to bet there's quite a few people who will also have different opinions upon hearing this.
This list is, keep in mind, this is for the year of 2022. Yeah. So if we go through here, I have to scroll a lot, so forgive me.
No, you good, bro. I mean, while you scrolling, I'm dribbling. You already know.
And while I scroll, we're going to bring you the latest news that have just happened. The tiebreakers for North American Regional have just happened.
They just finished. They start at like 7 or 8 o'clock tonight. That's what
started
it was.
At 8. And it was Complexity, Fira, and Optic. Complexity and Fira being in the upper bracket, Optic being in the lower bracket. Complexity, in dominant fashion, take out Fira. Well, not dominant, but more or less just confident fashion. They just made less mistakes. And that's just how you win games. You make mess mistakes, you win. Wow, who would have thought? So Complexity make it through. Fury drop down to face Optic, and Optic look good. But then they choked.
Oh, no. No.
So Fury took it in 6.
So that means Optic's going to play quals?
Optic is in the close qualifier.
Bruh. Who even is that roster now? It's Reddles, Magic Bear, and who? AJ?
AJ. Yeah.
Bro. What the heck?
Yeah.
Like Reddles, one of the three people that came in with the disruptive playstyle that completely shook the RLCS by whole. AJ, the mechanical goat, the OG. And then Magic Bear, the young lad who came in on, what was it, Alpine, that completely took RLCS by storm with, what was it, Percy and Jordan or somebody?
Yeah.
Like, that was years ago. Like, what is going on, guys? Come on, it's just Rocket Ball. You can do this.
Just hit the ball into the net.
That's like the hardest All right. thing to do, bro, for real.
Now, we are going to give you this list quickfire.
Yeah, so starting at, 20?
Number 20.
Working our way down to 1. And then we'll give you our thoughts on that.
Here we go. You guys ready? Better keep up. 20, Astral. All right. 19, Calm. 18, hold on. Yeah, 18, Nolly. 17, Sippy Cup.
You mean Sippical?
No, Sippy Cup.
Okay.
My God. 16, Itachi.
I'm sure Webb's mad about TRK. That one.
14, Applejack.
You mean 13, apparently, Jack. Come on, bro.
13 Illinois.
What?
I heard me. 13 Illinois.
No, come on, dude. Come on. For the viewers, not everybody speaks your weird meme lingo. Stop. All right, you're going to make me pull the list and actually read it.
All right. Hold on.
Come on, bro. Extra. Nah, dude. Go back. Go back with your weird pet nicknames for people. What are you doing? This is a professional podcast.
I'm not a pro, though.
Yeah, me either. That's why I'm still 15, garbage TRK, can, too.
14, apparently, Jack. All right. 13, Chicago. 12, Extra. 11, JNaps. 10, yep. Dan the Man Daniel.
Okay.
9, Joyo. 8, Yanks. The GOAT.
It's Yan.
Hey, on the Brazilian broadcast, they call him Yanks, so.
Okay, they could be wrong, too.
Number 7 is the one that I'm conflicted with, Seiko. At number 7, I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Number 6, BMO.
Yep, the Beast Mode.
Mm-hmm. Number 5, Atomic. Number 4, Mickey Moon.
Also known as Monkey Moon, you silly. Come on now.
Number 3, NA Morale Destroyer, Rise.
Did you just come up with that yourself? Wait, did you just come up with that yourself?
That's what he is he not?
Oh my goodness. Yo, watch, maybe that was the strat all along, yeah. And he was originally going to be with the team. He is now on Oxygen. And he was like, wait, yeah. let me pretend real quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What, that'd be all like right. A Giga Chad strat, dude. That'd be more like than 5 shirt. Head. That'd be like 10 head, bro.
Why? Watch out, but I have a tube.
Might be cancerous, broken that look that.
All right, number 2, Fourth Killer.
Ha! Because Fourth Planet and First Killer. Funny.
And then number 1, I don't know, this dude likes to cry. Vatira.
Damn. You, every show, you be taking shots at people. Is this like, bro, your preliminary, I'm coming for your spot, just give me like a year, I'll be there? Yeah.
You might have to give me like 4 years. You're gonna have to give me a minute,
bro. Come on,
I'm gonna have to wait for them to retire and then take their spot.
I mean, you made it to what, BB plus? You're close.
Nah, but that's the list. I don't agree with it. A lot of people don't seem to agree with it, but
yeah. I mean, really, just like okay. I'll make the rant short. There's too much Vatira hype. He's a really good player, but like, bruh, how are you not going to put like Seiko up there? It was his rookie season, right? He switched teams, got to the World Championship, won the World Championship, and took the World Championship MVP. If we're including season 1, that only makes 4 people to ever do that, right? Because the very first team to ever win RLCS, technically all 3 players would be rookies because it's their first season.
Yeah, he's the first one to do it since.
He is one of 4 people that have done it in, what, 6-7 years? Are you kidding me? how is that not first? I don't understand. I don't get it. Actually, not even. Now we got it. Hold on. Where's the Liquipedia when you need it, for real? Because who was the MVP for season 1? Because technically he'd be one of 2.
Was it over 0?
Now I gotta look it up, right? Because hold on, now I'm gonna look it up. Now I need
it. Was it over 0?
Was it over? Okay, so he is one of 2 people in 7 years to do that.
And technically, we can't even count over 0 because it was season 1, so everybody's a rookie.
And back then, it wasn't RLCS either. That was before the RLCS was formed. RLCS wasn't formed until, what was it, season 4 of Rocket League Pro Play. If I'm not mistaken, it was either season 3 or season 4. It wasn't RLCS then. Looking at this is
bewildering. The fact that I Buy Power for winning Worlds got 27 grand, and now for winning a regional you get 30.
times have changed.
Money.
It's a lot of money, you know. Maybe mobile and Verizon's kind of plastered all over the arena. Hell, there was an AT&T sponsor for a major. We got Bugattis in here now.
Bro, the General NRG.
Shaq up in here, dude. Are you kidding me? Moist Critical in here. Dude, the scene has blown up over the years. They get
also,
paid
so,
now.
Something I need to talk about, talking about EU. Now that Rise went to Oxygen and Juicy's on Moist. He's going to be called Moist Juicy.
That still messes with me. It really does.
How can you be... I mean, technically you can be Moist and Juicy, but that's too much.
That's a little too much. Boy needs a towel.
That's too much.
Somebody get this man's a towel.
Bro, someone get this man some fucking... Oh, sorry. Ooh. Get this man some... I don't know. Just something. He needs to dry up. Too wet.
Yep. I don't know, man. I'm not with it. I feel like I sense a name change coming in the future.
Yeah, something like Moist Dry.
I don't know if that works either. what about? Oh, we can't use fruits because Fruity's been taken. Banana Head's been taken. Like. He's got to go with something. Okay, what about... Okay. What if he becomes Moist Potato? And uses the Nomad. What if he becomes Moist Potato? Does that change the game?
Thinking. Hear me out, right?
All right.
So, we got rocks, right?
Lots of them, supposedly.
And rocks can be dry. You know, talc helps you dry out. Moist talc.
What is this confliction of the dry and wet thing you got going on here?
If you add plus and minus, you get even.
No,
he's normal.
This is not a math equation. This grammatically does not work.
It grammatically works for me.
Well, oddly enough, there is a thing in the world called a whetstone, and you use it to sharpen swords. So. And blades.
No.
So I guess technically.
No.
You can get away with it.
I can.
What if he just called himself Rock and he'd become Moist Rock? Bro, like I can't. Like, I can't. I actually can't. That's bad.
And our season MVP, Moist Rock.
Can you imagine that?
Stacks just announcing him into
the and in this corner. Oh my god. I can see it now. I really could. He was so good, dude. He was so good. He was so good in land. Oh my goodness. But can you imagine that being your job and having to say some of those names, man?
Oh man.
Like, if Juicy hits something truly juicy in game, do they say it's juicy? And how long does it take before that pun becomes really old and tiresome?
It was like the whole thing last season where they would call the players on Moist the Moist Boys. And it just sounded so wrong.
Yeah, a little bit. It could be a bit misconstrued. I could see that. Yeah.
It was a little sus, you know?
Just a little bit. Yeah. I think we need to call a meeting and vote.
I was at Reactor. doing my task.
But yeah, I don't know, man. It's gonna be a really crazy. I mean, we've had these like back to back seasons where we're just seeing complete upsets. Just some of these wonder teams coming out of nowhere. A whole slew of new talent. And nobody knows who the heck they are. It seems to be the norm now. Like I feel like Rocket League's talent is just constantly ever evolving.
And it's what the game needs. We just need more evolution, going more.
Do you think maybe the format has, like, motivated people to get into it? Like, with the Swifts and whatnot and the splits?
I mean, the biggest change was removing RLRS and league play. So now everybody can directly go to RLCS if they're good enough.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of miss league play in a sense. And I know it's not popular opinion, but all these traditional sports have like a Monday night football or a Saturday night soccer or whatever, right? Like, why don't we have that for Rocket League? Like Friday nights. You know what I mean? That's probably going to be peak viewership time. I miss it. I miss the simplicity of it. Now it's like there's a million games to follow. I got to go all these Twitch channels, and it's a lot of work.
You know, we can be thankful that at least it's not as many games as RLCSX when the grid was a thing.
Oh my god.
And the field was a thing.
Oh my god. Yeah, but at least the field gave plebeians like me a chance to get up naturally through the system, as opposed to having to get noticed through six mans, find a team, play for like a year, and then make a tournament.
What had really, really sucked about RLCSX was the fact that the grid, the playing in the grid and getting points in the grid actually affected RLCS itself.
I didn't like that.
I did not like that at all. It made it too confusing.
I thought the field was cool because it gave the casual, like, high-ranked player a shot at getting in, but, like, I don't know, man. I really don't know about the rest, to be honest. It was a lot to watch.
Yeah. But that it is how it is. But today, we had a little update on Rocket League.
Oh, that's true. We did, yeah. We did, yeah, actually.
Yeah. And along with that, we got new esports decals. Woo! Gen G got their decal. Quadra got their decal.
Those come in the shop tomorrow, I believe, on the 25th of January?
I believe so. They are here soon. So you better get it. Also, goal explosions and banners are back for every single team. So if you missed out last time, here's your chance. Don't miss it.
That's true. That's true. Actually, while we have it here, fresh in our minds, to sort of make a connection here, in the patch notes, there's something y'all should know about. So they've added this brand new thing in the game that's never been done before. So they have a new settings tab called training. So it's under the settings. It'll have its own tab. It's only accessible when you're either in custom training or free play. And now you can change the game speed, 100% being normal speed. So yes, you can play slow-mo and free play. Why you would want to, I'm not sure. But it's kind of crazy. I messed around with it a bit earlier. You can play at 95% speed, which is just 5% off normal. Like 5% slower. I don't know why you'd want to play 5% slower. It's a slider you can change, but it kind of hits different. I'm not gonna. It's weird, but it's like good weird. It's like fun experimentation. There's also what was this? Controls display dictates when controls appear on screen. Options include always visible, hidden, and fade out. Free play options are available in free play only, such as disable goal reset. Which will disable the goal explosion animation happening, and it won't reset you across the field in a starting position. And there's boost options. So you can have unlimited boost, standard boost, or auto refill. So if you've ever played like Drop Shot, there's like a slow refill charge. Standard would just be you don't auto regenerate boost and you have to pick up pads, and then you could just have unlimited boost if you so choose. You can also add a boost recharge delay only when you choose the auto refill boost option, so you can change how quickly it regenerates, apparently from 0.5 seconds to 3 seconds, and it happens in a quarter of a second increments, though I don't know what the tick rate is for that, like how much boost you're generating every quarter of a second. I'd have to go in and do the math and actually look at it myself. But and another big, big, big one, which is awesome, they fixed map collision, finally. Been waiting years for this. That's the big one. If you're like me and you're a casual player and you've wondered, why is the ball bounce different on Forbidden Temple? Because it actually does. Or why do the boost pads seem a little off in this arena? Because they actually were. So they have revised the map collision on all standard maps. So this is huge for us. That means the ball will now behave the same across all maps when rolling off the wall they specify. So there could still be some small things in there. It's up to us as a community to find it and bring it to their attention. But there shouldn't be any weird rolls, speed trip ups, things like that as it's coming down, going up. They've also made small adjustments to the goals, the boost pad placements, and starting positions. So they are exactly the same on every standard map, because for whatever reason, they weren't, which I find weird. Like, you figure by this point, several years into the game, they just have a template and then they just change the theme. You know what I mean? Like, it should just be the same exact template for every single map. It almost sounds like they've been building every single one from scratch, which is kind of crazy to me.
With UE3, I mean, they kind of have to just build everything from scratch because the assets and how everything works is just so outdated.
I honestly don't know at this point the finer details of that. There's so much they claim they can't do. It just makes me wonder why they haven't said anything about UE5 in, what, 2.5 years? It's been a hot... Okay, maybe
the only
like
thing they quote-unquote said was leaked, so...
Yeah, it's... But then they had to confirm it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't... It's weird, dude. I don't know how to feel about it, but... But I bring that up because there was something that was brought to my attention. I believe it was on Reddit to address the whole bot situation we were talking about earlier. And somebody had mentioned something pretty interesting. I'm trying to find it right now to find the exact quote, but it was along the lines of Devin had made a like official statement regarding how Rocket League was handling it and how the ban wave happened that we talked about earlier with all these locked alpha boost people getting banned and one wave instead of like one at a time. So they'd catch them all in one go kind of deal. And somebody had put in the comments, well, does this mean because of how you're treating this? And like, because he went in to explain more in depth. Like, I can't draw the correlation, the line here. I'm still trying to find this post. But essentially, I found it. There was, where is this comment? Essentially, someone said, so does that mean we won't be able to use Bacchus anymore? Because of how they implemented the fix, how they found it, and how they found those players and those accounts and then got rid of them all, and how, like, the botting thing's kind of similar and how they're working on that. Essentially, he neither confirmed nor denied, but essentially just was like, I can't say anything outside of what I put in this post. So my speculation is, with these updates to training and what's going on in the community as a whole, it might be likely we might see Bacchus mod come to an end at some point in the near future. They've been trying to implement all of these training options into the game. They brought on, who was it, Rocket Sledge within the last couple of years. That was like Cinderblock, thank you. That's who it was. I apologize. Cinderblock. Who, you know, went from a community like head and programmer and enthusiast to now actually working for Psyonix and building these things, right? It's like, you got to wonder, like, how much longer is Psyonix going to allow third-party, like, modifications to their game? Like, we might see an end to Bacchus mod if they're like trying to pump out their own training stuff, you know?
Yeah, the way that I see it is, like, they would like to keep Bacchus mod around because they've like supported it very openly in the past as being accepted and available to use for the community. But with all the issues happening because of it, hopefully like the people working with them, people that make the mods, they already talk with the RO Gym guys, see what they could do. But really just hoping it stays around because I don't want to pay for Alpha Boost. But I want to use Alpha Boost.
For real, like I don't want to pay. Hold on, now I need to pull up the...
It's like 5K.
No, it's more than that. It's way more than that now. Hold on. You want to take a guess?
5K.
Now, you want to take another guess?
No.
Nope. as of, oh, hell, trending pretty much since November of 2021. So a little over 2 years ago, Alpha Boost has been riding at a current rate of 1 to 1.1 million Rocket League credits. That was a 140,000 credit jump between October of 2021 to November. It is now officially worth over $10,000. I ain't paying that. That's a car. That's payment on a house.
Several cars.
Like, heck no am I paying $10,000 for some in-game cosmetic. Like, no. Like, the same trader people who are making money hand over fist on this on the back end in the trading world, they're set. Like, I am not doing, like, I've considered it. Like, if I ever made it as a content creator or got somewhere, got really good at the game or whatever, like maybe if I had so much money, like 10 grand would be a drop in the hat, maybe. Just because I would love to have my own. But, dude, 10 grand? 10 grand, dude. No way.
Money.
No way, bro. I mean, hell, even the nugget, the antenna, which, like, nobody uses, even that's, like, $2,000 right now. The antenna. Like, no way, bro. Absolutely not. No way.
Bacchus Mon.
Bacchus Mon. So, yeah, that's kind of where I stand on that. Like, it's kind of a necessary evil, in my opinion, for the community. I wouldn't even call it an evil because it provides, you know, connection to custom lobbies for fun map creations and workshop maps and training opportunities and purely cosmetic things that not even everyone else can see because no one else really cares what you look like. You just want yourself to look cool. You know what I mean? Like, it's a placebo thing. Like, oh, if I look really cool, I'll play better. Like, it does no harm to anyone, but I think in the near future we might see it done away with, which is kind of sad. Or maybe, and I've been saying this, I know it's a long ass rant. Maybe, when UE5 comes out, we get something similar for the people who've been playing Rocket League for like 7 years.
Yeah, but you also got the Golden Cosmos, and that was
It was very underwhelming. The idea was cool. I mean, they could have used any other sound under the sun. There's like this weird high-pitched ringing that's behind essentially what sounds like dust blowing out of a vent. I'm not about it, man. I'm sorry. Like, I have both of them, but I'm just really not about it. They look cool, but that audio, man, it wasn't it. It was not it.
Nope, not it. Not it at all.
I mean, how long did you use it, really? Like, half a day at most?
One game.
Oh, my God. Man, went to the shoe store, tried on the shoe, and said, nah, I'm good.
One game is all it takes.
Like, dude, that's so harsh.
No, it's not. One game is all it takes.
I just couldn't, man.
Not even a full game. 2 minutes into a casual game, and then I forfeited.
Like, oh, my goodness.
Like, nah. It was just not a good boost.
That's crazy to me.
As a high-ranked player that has absolutely no taste in car designs, I can't use something that don't fit the placebo. You know what I'm saying?
Seriously.
I'm incapable.
Mm-hmm.
I am unable to can. Just, no. Mm-mm. This is not it, Chief.
Seriously.
But going back to the esports part, after ranting about Alpha Boost and how shiny and luxurious it is, honestly, let's give our predictions as to what team is going to make the best bounce back.
Best bounce back?
Which team are going to bounce back?
Do you not even want to get into that they extended the RLCS roster deadlock line to today? Or any of that, or potentially a certain content creator making a comeback?
So there's a certain.
I mean, we can go where you want to go. There's some juicy deets out there right now.
There's a certain Rizzler out there. That
a certain Rizzard wizard.
Certain moist content creator. Very wet person. Very slimy. That may or may not be slithering his way back into the pro scene, one way or another. Yeah. And it's Rizzo.
Yeah.
He is going to be playing under Take 3 with Peep and Lunar. He got benched for like 3 hours, but he was unbenched. So
unbench the Kench.
But he did some scrims with them today on stream that I couldn't catch because I was lazy. I'm sorry. But
what do you mean you were lazy? You were at work today.
No, because but it was after work. It was at 5. I was lazy.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Dude. Man. It's always on my drive home, dude. Always.
But I got lazy, didn't watch it. But I'm just, I don't know. It just makes you think that everything was so jacked up that Rizzo had to come out of retirement.
He's our savior, man. He's going to fix everything.
Our Lord and Savior, Rizzo.
The Rizzo.
The wettest content creator I've ever seen.
True.
Matt.
The moist master.
Nah, it doesn't work. Actually, no, it does work in this context. What? He is the Rizzard Wizard.
I already said that.
Did you?
Yes. Now you're trying to steal my thunder. You're trying to one-up me.
Nah, I mean, he is the Rizzard Wizard, though, because he's Rizzo and he has Riz.
I mean, you got to have some serious Riz to get engaged to Athena, I'm just saying.
I mean, he got unspoken and spoken Riz. He has both of them.
That's true.
Actually, wouldn't spoken Riz just be game?
Pretty sure. Aren't they synonymous? Isn't it just two different words meaning the same
thing?
Like,
they're like a little different. When I heard it's like macro and micro.
I don't know.
Oh no, that's too much.
That's for another episode.
But, see, that's for the pre-show.
Thoughts. Man. But yeah, so there was that and oh my god, what was it? Where did it go?
Our brains are processing right now.
Yeah. No, there was just I was just going off the end of what Psyonix Devin had posted like the other day. But he also, just to wrap up, he also essentially reminded everyone that, you know, exchanging in-game items and accounts for real-world currency goes against the terms of use. And they will be punishing people caught more severely than what's happened recently. So you might see like a perm IP ban. Like you thought VAC bans and stuff on Steam were bad? Just wait.
So basically, Psyonix are like, we'll just make this like a one-time offense for those that like didn't know that it was like this serious, but for the ones that were like actively knowing what was going on, like,
yeah,
well, they were banned.
Our eyes are on you. We're building the evidence, and when we're ready, we're gonna pull the trigger, and y'all are gone for good. Thanks.
And if you do it again, bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Yeah. So I'm happy they're taking this stance, though, because I think that's what drew me to the game in the first place, to kind of wrap up this topic. It's like, it's a game where nothing else matters. Your cosmetics don't matter. Really, the car you're using doesn't matter. Like, it's all about how good you are with your said car in said pitch. That's it. And everyone has to apply by the same rules, or abide by the same rules, I should say. And like, that's the beauty of it. It's so simple. There's no, you know, this gun loadout, that this special character, their abilities. No, everyone has the same exact thing. And how good you are at this particular, you know, skill set, being car control, ball control, reads, you know, mechanics, the whole nine. Right? It's entirely up to you. There's nothing
else. If you're good and you know how to market yourself, you'll get far.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I don't know. That's all I had on it. I was just really happy to see this transparency from Devin and kind of thoughts of where their heads are at, what they're doing about it, and it felt good. It felt good to see, like, they care. Like, for all the people who are like, they don't care, dead game this, dead game that, it's like, no, they're still working pretty hard behind the scenes. Just because they're not telling you everything doesn't mean the opposite. But
guys, we're learning something. Psyonix cares. They care about their game.
They do. Imagine.
But also, in some sad news, as of today, the servers for Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Powered Battle Cars, aka the predecessor of Rocket League, have officially shut down after 15 years of being in service.
Let us have a moment of silence for SARP BC.
Moment of silence, guys. All right, that's enough. All right,
that's back. Enough. That's enough. It was too sad. I had to come back.
It was so sad. I didn't want to think about it anymore. I was about to start crying.
I honestly remember playing that game in high school. That was like, oh my gosh, dude, I'm getting old. That was like 17 years ago.
That's a long time ago.
That was like 17, 16 years ago, man, or something like that. They said 15, right? So, yeah. Okay, so 15 years ago is when it came out, right? So that's a long time. Like, that's almost as old as you, man. Almost. Minus a handful of years.
Yeah. Well, I was 4. I was in kindergarten. I was living the good life.
Yeah. Yep. Nap time, boogers. Snacks. What?
Hey, every kid pays their boogies. All right.
Listen, man. You were onto something because you were flicking them as a kid, and now you actually flick people like boogers in game. You know.
Yo, I was with the meta before it was meta.
It's true. Before the game even existed, you were in the meta.
Yeah.
You were in there rent free, bro.
I would jump into the air running away from dogs, you know? I was already flying before they knew. What?
Anyways, so I'm sorry, but you were alluding to something. You wanted to jump onto something else. There was
I just wanted to end it off on a little bit of fun. Do some predictions. Which teams are going to win? Which team is going to win the EU regional this weekend?
Ooh. Yeah.
Which team will take it?
I mean, I feel like I want to say hands down, it just goes to Oxygen.
Think so?
That's like the most stacked roster we've seen in EU in like so long, bro. Are you kidding me? Like, really?
Wait, I just realized I'm dumb. I was about to say, but Gen.G, but Gen.G's in NA.
Gen.G's in NA. We claim them now. They're not, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just, it ain't it no more. Like, they belong to America now. Ours.
Honestly.
Can't have them back.
Call me crazy, though.
Crazy.
Call me crazy. Call me crazy right now.
Crazy.
You know what team's going to win it? Juicy. Juicy going to take the W.
There is no Team Juicy.
But there's a player called Juicy. And he's
moist. He's on Team Moist.
Moist Esports are going to take it. I want to see Juicy get that dub.
I don't know, Frenchman. Man. I don't know, man. I just don't know.
For me, it's between Moist and Liquid. Take it.
I mean, it's such a stacked roster. It's Archie, Joryu's, and Ryze, for Christ's sakes, we're talking about here. Like, such a stacked roster, man. So stacked. It's so stacked.
I mean, it's stacked, but I don't think they're going to take it.
Oh, no, Chief.
No, Vertigo might take it. You never know.
Who?
I don't even know all these players.
It's like who? Like, nah, no way. No way. I'm a firm believer, man. I think they can. I mean, what was it? Back in December, the Fall Split Major, they took 5th through 8th before, you know, spectacularly, you know, let's say messing over Oli, which was horrible. My heart goes out to him. I still don't think he has a team.
Rip Oli, dude. I mean, because he got kicked with a couple of hours left in the window.
Like, that's so cringe. But just, I mean, that's a 5th to 8th placement with the roster they had. Now you put Ryze on there. I don't know, dude. I don't know. I think that I don't know. I think they could do some things. I'm just saying.
I think
we see old Joryu's come back. he thrives off that rise energy. He's going to rise to the occasion. Ha. And we're going to see a whole new team. It could very well happen.
I'm going to, you know what? Liquid will take the dub. If my memory serves, they won the most recent regional. They did. Yeah. They won.
That's fair.
They won regional 3 of 4. So
after coming back and popping off last season when it didn't matter and they couldn't get back anyways and they didn't go.
They had a chance. It was so slim.
It was so slim.
The fact that they had a chance was impressive in and of itself.
Yeah, that's facts.
But you're going with Oxygen. I'm going with Liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're gonna do is we're gonna go ahead and sign off for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be all from the comedic esports corner over here, because for real, there's too much about to happen for us to speculate on. You're just going to have to wait and see, and we will cover it in depth with less goofiness, unless you all want more goofiness. We can bring all the goofiness, but
I'll bring the goofy goobers around. Let me know.
Oh, dude. Jellyfishing?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Krabby Patties on deck?
Yeah, take your hat, sir. We're going to do this. We're totally going to do this. We're going to give all the spicy deets, the breakdown of how it goes down. Like, I'm going to watch it, dude. I'm going to watch it. It's going to be great.
Yeah. But that'll be all from us. Signing off. Hope you'll have a really, really, really good day. Really good night. Really good afternoon, evening. Christmas, if you didn't celebrate already. And, I hope you have a good one.
All right. We'll see y'all next time. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.